Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Guys, there's new merch out, badfriends.com.
Bad Friends merch.
You guys, there's new merch out, badfriends.com merch.
Yeah, badfriendsmerch.com.
Badfriendsmerch.com. Check it out, our
there's
new shit.
New merch we got out. It's very cool.
Real good
it's
stuff.
Real sexy. Go to badfriendsmerch.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I don't want to talk about it, but I want to say that, you know, your fear is obvious, and I...
What is my fear?
I don't know.
What's my fear?
You don't have it.
What's my fear? That you go up there with no material and then you just show your penis and then that's the show? That's not my fear.
You think that's what I'm going to do up
there?
That's
a reality.
You think that's what I'm going to do up there? Show my penis and say
goodnight? Bet me $1,000 you won't show a part of your body on stage.
If you told me not to...
Bet me $1,000 you won't show a part of your
body.
I'll
bet you $1,000 and I'm going to say this too, okay?
And you have to do only material for a half an hour straight.
No, I'm not. I'm doing a guest spot. I'm not doing a fucking feature spot.
You're doing a half an hour, bub.
I'm not going to be there Saturday then. Wow. You dictate. I dictate the rules. I dictate the rules. I'm a baby.
You are.
I'm the baby.
You are.
I dictate the rules.
Yep.
I say what I want to do.
Yeah.
Hi, Jules.
Hi.
I'm so happy that you're here. I thought you weren't going to. All right.
Yeah, she's in a. She's.
Why are you in a bad mood?
Because she's a beach girl. Yeah, she goes to the beach in the mornings, and then she comes home all grumpy and like, I went to the beach. Leave me alone. I'm beach girl.
What's your deal?
Nothing. I'm just
no,
tired.
She's.
Dude, your whole fucking life is tiring. What do you do? You don't do anything. How can you be tired?
We just went diving. That's it. I was tired from it.
Glad you're here.
No.
I was just about to say, so nice to see you.
I have to live with this
shit. I know. It's a fucking nightmare. Move in with me.
I know. It's like...
Me and you should just live, get a house together.
Bro, we would... Bro, if you and I lived together...
How fun would that be?
It'd be fun for the first 48 hours. We'd be dead after that.
100%.
Yeah.
But who cares?
So for 48 hours, it'd be fun. The first 24, civil.
Mm-hmm.
The last 24...
Insane. Bro. That would be our 48 hours, the film.
I would stick dynamites in your butthole.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Am I Nick Nolte in this scenario?
In what movie?
In 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte. It is Nick Nolte.
Who else is in 40?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Am I Nick Nolte?
I'm Eddie Murphy?
You gotta be.
Thank you.
Do your best Eddie impression right now. Perfect.
That was my Eddie Murphy laugh. How sad. What? Do it again. I don't even know. What? Give me Eddie Murphy's laugh. I want to see if I can do it. Oh, that's it. Yeah. That mine was fucked.
Do your Eddie Murphy laugh. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, actually.
Pretty
not
good.
Gonna lie.
It's either sounded like Eddie Murphy or she was being choked by a pygmy.
By the way, you've never seen this movie, have you? 48 Hours?
No, there's no way.
It's a great fucking
great
movie.
Great movie. Yeah.
Look at how young Eddie looks right there. And Nick Nolte is the same age and he looks 100.
Yeah.
They're not that far in age. I don't think when he did that movie, he was pretty young.
When he talks, I hear 1,000 people.
Who?
Nick Nolte? There's like 1,000 voices coming out of one voice.
It's so
crazy. Yeah, like it's one of those voices where you record and you play it backwards as other messages.
And you hear ghosts in the background?
Yeah.
That thing?
And then they do it. Yeah.
That was a good movie. Hey, what did you do for Turkey Day?
Hey, man, what's up? Good to see you.
What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I love it.
Did you get my invite? I invited you guys to come to my Thanksgiving.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
You didn't want to come?
Was I there?
No. Nope.
There you go.
All right.
But I looked at your cute family on the Zoom.
Oh, I know. We called you on the Zoom. We were wasted.
Your mom is attractive.
Yeah.
And
she's a babe.
She really is.
I know.
And
look at me.
For a split second, I'll be honest with you. And don't get angry.
I'm about to.
I can feel it. But I just want to be honest with you because you're my friend.
I want you to be honest
with me. Yeah. For a split second, I would give her penetration eyes.
Oh, you tried.
No, just penetration eyes.
Do it.
One of those.
Do it to the camera so they can see. Oh, wow, dude.
And she was like, I saw goosebumps on her face.
Well, she choked on water. For some reason,
and
she was like,
goosebumps on her face, and then she, I think, did a mini climax.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I was right there.
Through the zoom, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You did it.
But she's pretty hot.
She's a babe. I got a babe for a mom.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice to go home.
Sister's cute.
That's enough.
Why?
We're an attractive family.
And why can't, as an American citizen?
You're not an American citizen.
I am.
Let me show me your
papers. I have a card.
Show me your papers.
I don't know where it is. I have a file cabinet system. I'll find it. But my point is that I just want to say that your family.
Thanks.
When I saw them, don't ever Zoom again, because I nutted so fast.
First of all, we didn't Zoom. We FaceTimed.
Oh, it was a vest.
Dad.
All right, sorry.
You got me on the Zoom.
Real cute family.
It was not, and it was so nice that you answered. Everyone was excited to see you.
Yeah. You said something. You go, Mom, say something to Bob.
I said, say hi to Bob.
And I go, ha, and then you hung up.
I did. At the end.
That's a funny trick.
It was a good bit.
It's a good bit.
It works, because you thought I might have called back.
Because when you do that bit, right, you hang up, and I do that moment where I go, ooh.
Yeah, you sit in sadness.
I'm a dummy.
You know who I didn't call?
Yeah, you don't have her number.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but we don't. But I text her, and the texts are very bland there. Are you okay? Are you guys coming tonight?
I also proposed to her. I go, is Magic Mountain open? And she's like, I don't know. And I go, because she's afraid of rides. I think we should do a Bad Friends Magic Mountain trip.
I would love to, but isn't it closed during this winter? Or no? Is it closed? Look it up. Is Magic Mountain still open? You don't want to do it?
I just hate it.
But we'll go as a family. Will that feel better?
Can I just do one ride?
No. You can't go all the way there and buy a ticket for one ride.
You can't
ride.
Go all the way there 20 minutes and it's like 20 minutes away.
12 minutes up the freeway. It's open 365 days a year, according to LA Times. Wow.
Wow.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on. We'll take a little family trip. It'll be like an end of the year celebration. But the thing we have to do is we have to eat as much as we can before we go to see who throws up on the ride first.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Will you do that?
I'll vomit.
That's the point.
I almost went to the hospital because there's a, next to the Magic Mountain, there's a water slide place.
Oh, yeah. That's Raging Waters.
Raging Waters attached to it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a river, right?
A lazy river.
There's a lazy river that surrounds the whole fucking thing, right? And it's a bunch of kids just shitting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being on a little floaty, right? And just so thirsty, just drinking the water.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, and the next thing I know, it's like I was in a back of a fucking, my buddy's minivan. And I'm going through shake. I'm shitting myself. It was fucking. I almost died.
You had dysentery, is probably.
Is that what
your
it was?
Insides were eating and shit. Yeah, you had probably.
But we
got to
do that when we go there.
Okay,
that's what my point is. Because there's a danger there. Because we could die.
Yeah, an element of danger is what we need. And also, I think on one of the rides, you don't pull the thing all the way down, so you might slip out. That makes it fun.
That makes it fun.
Everyone should do that at least once. Don't you know what? Because you know when it goes over the heads, click, 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 click.
Yeah,
click, click,
don't do
click,
the last click.
Don't do the last click.
Yeah, because the last click holds you in, right? You got to leave some space.
Yeah, just a little bit, just in case. So you do one of these. It's fun to slide almost out.
And when you're backwards, dude, it's like you don't want the fucking thing to be holding you in.
Nope.
You want your own strength to be holding you in.
Yeah, to see if you can really
use your own muscles, right? And if you slip, you happen to die.
You happen to die. And you make the paper. Don't you want to
do
that?
Be in the paper? No. Because you're not athletic. You're not going to be able to get like a gold medal on something and be in the paper.
If I die, I'll just haunt you both.
Okay, she said that too. You said that in the car as well.
You said you would haunt us when you die.
Yeah, and I go. She go. I go. What are you gonna do? She goes. I'm gonna kill you. And I go. I go. Name me one person in your personal life. Right. I asked her two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Name me one person in your personal life that you know that was killed by a ghost. I can't. The second question is, name me anybody from the history of this planet
that's
ever been killed by a ghost.
I'll be the first.
Oh, she wants to be the first.
Oh, she wants to be the first.
How can you kill us from the beyond? Do you have a strategy? Have you thought about this?
You have a weak spirit. Do you know that?
Think of how much rest your spirit's going to need to kill us. You're going to be sleeping in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Hammersmith ghost murder case. Oh, shit, it is real.
Oh, shit, I didn't know it was real.
Wait, go back to the other page. How funny is this? The other headline right below. My husband died and now his ghost wants anal.
That
I believe.
I agree.
That I believe.
Yeah.
If you show stuff in our butts, then I think that'd be funny. Don't kill us, but if we wake up with hot dog in our butt.
Because I believe when you're in heaven, Christian rules still apply.
You got to be good up there.
Don't you think?
I bet.
If Christian's rules apply here on earth, in heaven it does.
Of course.
So we can't just free nilly, you know what I mean, be flying around with my, as an angel with my dick hanging out.
I mean, you of all angels could get away with that.
You would get a laugh.
It would get a
just
lot of laughs.
Just me flying by people's clouds.
I mean, think about the guy playing the harp just like...
right.
You fly by with your penis out.
I know. But then the next thing you know, I'm on the side now to him. Uh-huh. I'm doing a little, like, gyration.
Oh, and your penis is playing the
they
harp.
They don't like it. Yeah, yeah, they don't like
They'll
it.
They'll bail.
Yeah, they don't like
but
it.
I mean, look, go to the Hammersmith case. I want to see that. That looked real. Was that
it's
so?
Not real.
No, look, it's a ghost murder case.
Oh, this one.
1804.
Oh shit.
Set a legal precedent in the UK regarding self-defense. If someone that could be held liable for their actions, even if they were the consequence of mistaken belief. Okay, ghost from November. A number of people in the Hammersmith area claimed to have seen and attacked by a ghost. Local people said the ghost of a man who committed suicide the previous year and had been buried at the Hammersmith churchyard.
This is nothing.
This is real.
It's real?
On December 29th, William Girdler, a night watchman, saw the ghost while near Beaver Lane, of all places, and gave it a chase. He was chasing Beaver in the middle of the night.
I love Beaver Lane.
Everyone's chasing Beaver in the middle
of the night. You've been to Beaver Lane,
right? A bunch of times.
Dude, me and my friends in high school, we used to go to, and it was in England.
Yeah, Beaver Lane in England.
In England, yeah. We would travel to England to Beaver Lane, right?
And it has to be at a certain hour of the night.
I would bring my, like, utensils.
Your fork and
fork and knife. You know what I mean? Yeah. And when I'm eating beaver?
When I'm eating beaver, I do have to have a fork and a knife. Do you have a napkin?
I put a napkin, yeah.
You do?
I do all the utensils in the right area. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know how there's two knives, one's for salad?
Two forks, you mean?
Two forks, I mean.
A salad fork or regular fork?
I do the whole thing.
Do you have a soup spoon, too?
Yeah, of course I do.
Of course, you have all the accoutrements.
There's liquid.
I understand.
In the beaver.
Well, how do you like your beaver cooked?
What?
How do you like
raw?
Your beaver? Yeah, raw
beaver. Yeah. No cook.
I'm medium well.
Oh, you like the edges a little dark?
Crispy.
Yeah.
A little crispy.
Yeah.
Well, look at he gave it a chase.
Well, the crispiness could be the discharge.
Who knows?
Yeah. Because when discharge dries,
I don't know how they cook beaver.
I don't know how they cook the beaver. I'll tell you how they cook beaver.
You've been cooking beaver?
Yeah. You get a butt beaver, right?
Yeah.
That's a little dischargey.
Yeah.
Right?
We did such a good metaphor for a second that we went right into it.
I know.
You fry a beaver, though. What do? You do pan fry it or deep
I'm
fry?
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, okay.
Right? You don't want to put too much grease.
Too much oil is bad.
No, because the vag, the beef, right, has moisture in it already.
Of course it does.
So you use its natural moisture as the fucking sizzling, as the frying element.
Oh.
There's fat in there.
Imagine you're cooking up some beaver and you get a pop right in your eye. A little
That'd be
pop.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's a sizzling queef. That's what they call them. Sizzling queefs?
The sizzy queefs.
Yeah, because the air bubble in the fish, right? Mm-hmm. When it's fried.
When it's fried.
It fries it right in your face. Like,
oh,
yeah,
you got yourself
terrible.
A sizzling queef there, dude.
Yeah.
Look, this guy, he chased it.
What the fuck are we talking about?
London didn't have an organized police at the time.
Are you going back to this?
So Gildler. I want to find out the death.
Who gives a shit about this?
Because Thomas Millwood died.
All right.
You're going to love the second part. At the corner of Beaver Lane,
yeah.
While making rounds around 10:30, and January 3rd, 1804, Gildler met one of the armed citizens patrolling the area. They had a shotgun. And guess what?
What?
After hearing this, him and the neighbor, John Locke, on the corner, he was agitated. He ended up being dead. He found himself foaming at the mouth, filled with beaver juice, on Beaver Lane.
It says beaver juice on there?
Beaver juice?
I can't read that.
Go down. He can't read it. That's why I have to make up that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, he died.
Okay.
This guy died at the hands of a gunshot from a ghost on Beaver Lane.
So a gun.
A ghost killed him with his own gun.
A ghost picked up a fucking real gun.
Examined it, pronounced to be dead. The gunshot wound on the left side of his lower jaw with a small shot, about a size number four of which had penetrated the vertebrae of the neck and injured the spinal marrow. He got shot by a ghost with his own gun.
That's crazy.
On Beaver Lane.
It's insane.
You don't buy this?
No.
Do you believe this?
Yeah.
She does.
You buy it.
Of course.
Because this shit happens in the Cebu all the time, probably.
Maybe. So if the ghost can hold a gun, I can hold a knife.
Yeah, that is very
true.
That's
a nice point. That's an interesting point.
And I'm really a little nervous thinking
about
it.
Now we're getting to a point where I believe you now.
I know.
If you can hold a gun, you can hold a knife.
But it depends on how strong the ghost was when it was alive. When the human... You know, you might have to have extra strength to be able to hold something heavy in the afterlife. Well,
maybe it's based on hatred.
It's based on hatred.
That is very true.
Yeah.
What level of hatred do you have for us?
If I die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100.
Okay. Because theoretically, if you can hold a gun as a ghost, you can hold a knife as a ghost, You can hold also then hold your own penis then.
Do you have penises when you're a ghost? Do ghosts have penises?
I do.
You have a ghost penis?
I'm going to ask for it.
Do you think in if the normal life you don't get a big penis, in the afterlife you do get one and vice versa?
I hope there's a store.
The comedy store?
No, like there's a penis store in heaven.
Oh, a penis shop.
Where I wanted to like rebuy. I wanted to like re, you know what I mean? What I didn't get in the first pass.
They're like, Bobby, on earth, we didn't bless you, but up here, you're getting blessed.
Oh, if there's a store, I'll have Channing Tatum's torso, please.
Oh, you get to pick all of your parts?
The whole body.
You get to pick your parts.
I'll have fucking Gwyneth Paltrow's eyes.
Ooh.
Right?
Tatum's body, Paltrow eyes.
Yeah. Harry Styles' lips.
Beautiful.
You would like that, right?
Beautiful lips.
Yeah, yeah. I would have the penis, Idris Elba.
But we don't know what it looks like, bud.
I don't care.
Okay.
Because I'll just tell people it's his dick.
It's Idris Elba's dick.
Yeah.
Right.
No matter what it looks like, it's a celebrity.
It's
you know
fine.
What I mean? Yeah. He's a good actor. You know
Who's
what I mean?
Butt? Whose butt?
Oh, butt. J-Lo.
J-Lo's butt.
Yeah. But butthole's different.
Who's butthole?
Justin Martindale. I like it loose.
Loose goose. Loose goose.
I like my butthole Ooh. Loose. Yeah. So you can do didgeridoo in my butthole.
Wow. Okay, you pick your body parts in the afterlife.
I have no idea what
we're
talking about.
Doing? You walk into the store. Somebody says, okay, welcome to the afterlife store. Pick your parts.
I want to be Kendall Jenner.
That all her parts? You just want to be her? We went down the list.
Maybe with a bigger butt. Like,
you just want to be Kendall Jenner in the afterlife.
Yeah. With a big butt.
Why don't you go to the animal department? That's what I do. I would go to the human, everything Kendall, right? Kendall Jenner, you said?
Yeah.
Right? Then go to the animal department and go, give me the rhino butt.
Rhino butt.
Yeah. Okay. You have a big gray ass.
I want Kim Kardashian's butt. I want that black guy that sent around that meme, that black guy with the long penis. You know that meme that always gets sent around?
Oh, with the big thick
muscle.
That guy that died?
Mm-hmm.
You want his?
I want his penis. I want Kim Kardashian's butt. I want... I want... whose face do I want?
Imagine.
Whose eyes do I want? You know who I want? Alexandra Daddario's eyes. Have you seen her eyes?
Yeah.
But like piercing
good.
Blue?
Pretty good.
And then whose hair do I want? Whose long, flowy... what's his name? What's the old sex romance novelist? What was the old...
Fabio.
And Fabio's long, beautiful hair.
Wow.
I want to be Fabio with a big butt. Fabio with a big butt and a big black penis. Also blue eyes.
I want Freddy Krueger arm.
You want one crazy hand.
Yeah. I want one Freddy. I mean, we can go any. We,
you
think
can have
of
anything.
It's heaven.
Yeah, you can have anything.
You can have anything you
Do
want.
Do you get to change or once you pick, you're in?
You have props as well. I'll have a harp.
Oh, you're carrying around a harp all day? That's
yeah.
heavy.
Freddy Cougar hand.
And a harp in harp, the...
But the...
Bing, bam, bam, bam. Every time.
Yeah, it would break the...
Every time you go to play.
Break the
Angel Bobby.
That's hilarious.
Do you have any props in the afterlife, Kendall?
I want...
Kendall Jules?
Taco.
Oh, taco
for sure.
So even when you eat it, another one just appears? That's
well, then you're making the assumption that Mexicans go to heaven. I don't think they do.
I don't know.
I just want their food.
I get it. Right. Do you think there's a border wall in heaven as well that they have to get over? So wait, you want a taco that just, it's a continual taco. Every time it comes back. In one hand, what's in the other hand?
Just my hand, so I can.
You need a regular hand.
Yeah.
This guy didn't plan. He wants a harp and knives.
Bro, the harp isn't attached to the hand,
and yet it is.
Yep, it's not an extension of the hand.
And
it's something I'm holding.
No, yes, it is though.
But I made an extension
it's
harp.
An extension
hand.
Harp hand.
So it's constantly.
You have to. And think how
right,
heavy
I'm
that
constantly
is.
Just breaking that.
Good luck touching your penis with a harp hand or knives.
Oh, I fucked it up.
Yeah, that's it.
I fucked it up. How about no prop?
I think you got to keep it.
No Freddy Krueger, then.
All right.
Thank you.
That's fine.
I have a regular hand.
You have
thank
one
you.
Regular.
Thank you.
We all need one regular hand.
Yeah.
I want one that's a. Remember in Beetlejuice when he turns into that big thing and he's got those two hammers? I want one of those big sledgehammers that, like, from the carnival ride that, bing, you know that thing?
Oh yeah. That's, you want one of those?
I want
things.
One of those. So if anybody makes me mad, you know, I can fucking, I can kill him right there.
You have
one free hand
one
and then that
free hammer hand.
That's one of my favorite scenes when he does that. That's what I want, a hammer hand.
Who's that?
That's when Beetlejuice becomes that guy.
Mm.
Look at those big, beautiful
Real
hammers.
Beautiful.
Don't you want one? One weapon.
DoorDash.
Andy, Andrew, I know you're my friend. When I go to Hawaii, I only use DoorDash. When I go on the road, I only use DoorDash. It's the most reliable delivery service out there.
It is.
They're friendly. They have more options than any of the other ones. That's how I feel. And I feel like the customer service is at the top of the line.
Well, look, you don't even have to get groceries anymore from them or food. You can also get deodorant or something from the store. They got all of that stuff you can get with DoorDash whenever you want it.
I went to DoorDash the other day and I got foot lotion.
You mean you had DoorDash deliver you foot lotion?
Yes.
No, really?
And it felt so good on my foot.
The poor guy that had to go get you foot lotion just
fine.
To deliver to your house.
Ordering is easy, guys. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want from where you want it, and your items will be left safely outside your door with the contactless delivery drop-off setting.
Look, a lot of people probably know DoorDash. It's incredible. They connect you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your front door, and they've got over 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. You can support those neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants, you know, Popeye's, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory.
It's the best one out. So for a limited time, guys, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BADFRIENDS2021.
25% off, up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021. Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash, subject to change. Terms apply.
Babble! 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Learning a new language, I feel so good by saying that because I can speak a second. I can't really. But my point is that I want to learn.
Yeah, you can learn.
And I want to learn through Babbel.
That's right. It's Babbel the number one selling language app.
It's the easiest way to learn a new language.
It is.
Andrew. And Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go.
Other apps use AI for their lesson plans. Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts.
Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective.
You can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German.
Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent.
That's right. You can be fancy like Fancy Bee. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee, baby.
Right now, save up to 65% off your first subscription when you go to babbel.com/badfriends.
That's babbel.com/badfriends for up to 65% of your subscription. Babbel.
Language for life.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm still stuck on this idea that you'd kill us. I feel like we've been so nice to you all these.
Yeah.
I said if I die because of you, I'll kill you.
How would we kill you? How would we let you die? Oh, you mean at the roller coasters? But that's kind of your fault, not really ours.
No, because I said I don't want to go.
Right, we'd make you go. Mm. But I guess,
But you swim with sharks, right?
Yeah, that's way more dangerous.
I'm still scared of the rides.
They don't have those kind of things in the Philippines. You don't have...
Life is a roller coaster in the Philippines.
Yeah.
That's scary
enough.
Get
on a regular bus, right. You could die.
When you take, when they're city buses, is it scary when you just take a city? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Are there like, do people like, you know, you see those videos on the internet, there's a guy just pull his penis out and he just jerks off on the bus and they have to like let him
never
do it.
Never seen that before.
I've seen that.
See?
Where?
Dude, this happens all the time.
In person.
And they can't, and you can't say no. People just like let it happen.
Wait. I'm on a bus.
Mm.
Minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to CVS.
Yeah.
I need a destination when I'm doing
sure,
the scenarios.
Sure, CVS. I get it. No, I totally get
so
it.
So what am I getting? I'm getting
toothpaste for sure.
No. Fuck no.
You're out.
All right. I need one of those like...
Just pick it up, will you?
No.
Okay, fine.
I will not.
What do you need?
I need a chest, like one of those like menthol chest rubs.
Oh, vapor rub.
Exactly.
Got it.
Right?
I get it. What do you? Are you sick?
No, I just like them.
Oh, you just wanted to sleep.
I like the sensation on my chest.
Will you give me some Epsom salt while you're there? But the lavender one, the big bag.
You like Epsom?
Love Epsom salt.
Dude, do I not love Epsom salt?
It's my favorite.
It's my.
Do you ever use it?
No.
I have bags.
Oh my God!
But I use it for my foot.
You soak your feet in it.
No.
What?
No.
What do you do?
Forget it.
Bob.
It's not a thing.
Well, you're gonna go now.
Okay, so you know how my legendary left foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know about it?
Yeah, I think everybody on Earth knows about it.
So about 3 months ago, Kalila was awoken by it.
They had a mind of its own. It woke her.
No, it didn't go,
wake up.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't do that. I was scratching it.
Oh.
Late at night.
With your hand or your other foot?
I do both.
Because I rub my feetsies together sometimes.
No, use my hand.
Mm.
And what I used to do is so gross, but I used to peel the skin off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I ate 2 hours before the show knowing that something might come up.
Yeah. And when she was just like, she looked at me in the night. She's like, that's really gross, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, I think I'm done. So I stopped doing it. My foot is almost healed.
Really?
Yeah.
You finally don't have any scabbing or anything anymore?
There's no more itch.
Wow.
And I've been using Epsom salt.
And that's been helping?
Yes.
Wait, well, how do you soak it, right? You just
no,
soak
I just I take the crystals.
Right, the Epsoms.
Right. And if I have in between the toes an itchy feeling, like a little red bump with some itchiness,
mm-hmm.
I take fucking Epsom salt, right? And I put it on that little red, you know, thing on the skin. And I start rubbing it until it bleeds.
Wait, that's not
a good idea. Yeah, I do.
Why would you do that?
Because it feels so fucking good.
Till it bleeds?
Yeah, and I need, once I scrub it, it feels so, and then it gets numb,
mm-hmm.
almost.
Yeah.
And then the feeling goes away.
And that's helping.
Feels great.
I don't know if that's in the directions.
It feels good, though.
What is, look up Epsom salt. I definitely don't think you're supposed to do that. I think you're supposed to just put it in hot water, let it soak. And I don't know what it means, by the way. What is Epsom? Go to, like, what it is. Go to, like, Wikipedia of what it is.
What it is. It's salt, man.
No, you don't know. It's a special kind of salt.
It's deep sea, man.
Is it just deep sea?
It's deep sea salt,
it's magnesium
man.
Sulfate.
From the deep.
But what is so special about it?
I don't...
Oh, it's MgSO4.
That's what it is, the MgSO4
MgSO4
aspect of it.
That makes sense.
Is what attacks the fungi.
I can't believe you don't use it. It feels so good at night. You guys, you have a bath. Don't you have a bathtub?
What do you use it for?
You don't listen to you.
We've talked for 5 minutes.
I just listened to Tito Bobby rubbing it on his foot.
Yeah, you can do that.
And what
you can
else?
Fill up a bathtub and turn up hot water and do that. You can also smoke it. Some people smoke it. You never smoke bath salts? You never heard of this?
Oh, you got to smoke it.
You got to smoke it.
Or snort it.
That's also fun, but you got to crush it up a little bit.
You got to crush it up a bit.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah.
G wants
bath salts? Yeah, I get hungry for flesh.
I've eaten a guy's whole face. Have you ever known this? People eat faces. There's a guy that ate a guy in Florida.
Bath salts. Do you know that?
No.
You've never heard of this?
We used to do it all the time. Andrew and I used to go to Florida
all the time
and take fucking bath salts.
Tampa, baby.
Look it up.
Bath salts.
Don't believe us?
Bath salt guy eats man's face.
Yeah, yeah.
You've never heard of this at all?
No.
It's like it used to be a vacation thing to do in the 90s.
Yeah.
Face eating attack prompted by bath salts. It's crazy to think that that's what causes people to do. Have you ever been on any drug that made you want to get violent towards somebody else, Bob?
No.
Never. I've taken a lot of drugs over the years. I've never had one that made me even think about harming somebody.
Yeah, I've never done that.
You know, actually, the only thing that does make me think that way is booze, and that's the most legal.
Yeah.
Booze is the only time I've ever been in a fist fight or an aggressive argument. I've never been on drugs and gotten aggressive with somebody.
Well, in my times before when I was loaded and stuff, I like to go cheek to cheek with people.
Mm-hmm.
I like touching cheeks with people.
I thought you meant butt to butt.
No. Facial.
But that's sweet and soft.
Yeah, and I like to whisper sweet nothings in their ear.
What would you say?
Hi.
My highs are great.
Hi.
Hi.
Right? And they go, hi, right? Who are you? Because I'm at a bar.
And you go, shh, shh, shh.
Right. So somebody's sitting behind in a bar,
mm-hmm.
ordered a drink. I'm behind, put my arms around them, stick my mouth by their ear. Hey, baby, what's up?
Is it a guy?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Right? And they go, what the fuck, bro? Stop touching me like that.
Don't touch me, dog.
Yeah, yeah. I always go, you want to wrestle.
Did you wrestle people?
What?
Would you wrestle people in the bar?
Oh, yeah.
You just start going in the bar.
Dude, when you, I was on the wrestling team, and if you whisper things in their ear,
mm-hmm.
You have the advantage.
Because they feel like they're inferior?
Well, I was on acid once. I was on a wrestling tournament, and I was touching this guy's body. I was on top.
Yeah.
And I whisper in his ear, I go, your body feels so weird, right? And he goes, what? And I remember being able to like pin him because he wanted to get it over with.
Because he was so scared and weirded out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys ever grab, be honest, because I know nothing about wrestling. Did you ever grab each other's penis? Is that a thing that happens? Do you use it? Let me tell you why I asked.
I've been on top of a guy.
Yeah.
You're wearing singlets.
I know. I've seen him. Yeah.
Right? And I've been on top of a guy, and I've had their wrists like this. Mm-hmm. Right? This is my bedroom. This isn't a wrestling
You had a wrestling
mat. Yeah,
yeah.
But I wear singlets at right. home. You know what I mean? No, but when you do this and you're singlet, because you're not wearing an underwear. So I've pressed my genitals with their genitals through the singlets before.
Does it feel good?
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good.
It does.
Yeah. Any organ against your organ?
Anything.
Feels good.
Foot, arm.
Yeah.
You were at the club last night?
Yeah.
I went and had dinner across the street at that Pendry Hotel.
Was it good?
Holy fuck, it was amazing.
Would you go with? Your friends?
Friends. No, friends. A bunch of friends. Actually, you know what I was going to say to you? I don't want to bring that down, but did you know Matt Billen that passed away?
I knew him.
That's so sad.
Yeah, death in comedy is...
common.
Yeah, because we're human beings and we all die.
No, but I feel like there's a lot of death in comedy. I feel like we lose people all the time.
Yeah, it's super sad.
But he was a really good kid. And also, somebody told me today, you can Google this, another guy, Matt Price, maybe his name, he was a comic and a magician.
I know Matt Price.
Well, he's gone.
Not Matt Price, Skippy from...
No. This is another guy.
But that's Mark Price.
Mark Price.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this. Matthew Price was a 27-year-old magician and comedian from Lehigh Acres. He was gunned down on Sunday in L.A. Dude, he was going to a convenience store and got shot. There's no motive. He was killed. Robbed and killed. What the fuck is going on? Isn't that crazy? I didn't know this man, but someone else told me about it today, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? By the way, if you're going to rob me, just take my shit. Don't kill me. Just take all my stuff.
Yeah.
Why kill if you're going to rob me? Just rob me.
I think when chaos and stuff like that is happening, I feel like, do you have a good street sense?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like my street sense is okay.
I have very good street sense. I mean, but also, you don't know where you are sometimes.
That's in the sense part of my street sense.
No, but I'm just saying you don't know what's going on sometimes. And
Wait, you're saying that I don't know if chaos is going on.
No.
If I'm in a fucking grocery store, and three guys come in with machine guns, I wouldn't know what to do?
I feel like it's less blatant. I feel like if people came in and started something, not with machine guns, but started some kind of like hostage robbery thing, I don't think you'd know what to do.
That's so rude.
What's your first move?
Pretend I'm dead?
There you go.
That's a good one.
You don't want to help?
Well, we'll help.
Who are you going to help?
First, you got to assess the situation. I'm buying oatmeal.
Why?
Because I love oatmeal.
But what kind?
I like Irish.
Oh, Irish oats.
Yeah, I like Irish
steel
oats.
Steel cut oats.
I love steel cut.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Supporting Very good
people.
Stuff.
Supporting my people.
So I'm in the fucking, I'm getting Irish oatmeal, right? And I hear no guns, you're saying?
No guns, but they come in and you start hearing rumblings.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I think these guys are tying people up.
Immediately, I lay on my belly. Mm-hmm. I throw in all the Irish oats I can find. On top of me.
Okay.
Right. So I'm just like, right, so I can create like a pile.
A mound of Irish oats.
Of Irish oats, right?
Right.
And then I'll stick one arm on, right, and hopefully there's ketchup around.
Oh,
that's part of my plan.
Is that in the same aisle?
I don't know. Hopefully
I don't think ketchup and oats are in the same aisle.
I would crawl.
You'd crawl,
I would crawl
to the ketchup.
To ketchup aisle.
To go to the ketchup aisle.
Yeah, but I would still hold some of the Irish, you know what I mean?
Oats?
Oats on my body.
Got it.
For the camouflage.
Got it.
So I'll be just crawling with a bunch of like Irish oats.
Look at that round Irish oat shark.
Right. Get to the ketchup aisle. I stick one and I would just pour ketchup on my...
And then lay there.
And do convulsions.
So you're not dead.
Yeah. Even though they don't have guns, they're probably thinking to themselves, why is that guy acting like that?
What is he doing? Well, you're crazy.
He's just... Yeah. I'm just... Imagine with ketchup. Oats on my body, right? Shaking. They're just going, what is he
They'd
doing?
Probably hire you. They'd be like, you want to be on our team? This guy's out of his fucking mind.
That's my job?
Yeah.
Dude,
you
dude, that's the best job.
Well, let me tell you something. If guys came in and they took people hostage, but they saw that you were crazy or they liked you, and they're like, Bobby Lee. And they're like, hey, man, look, we're either going to kill everyone in here and take them hostage, or you're going to be on our team. You going to start killing people with them?
I would.
Ooh, what a scenario.
This is a good scenario. What I would do is I would pretend
you're going to kill people.
Yeah. I would go through the motions, but not really do
it. But the big dog is like, I want to see him do it to make sure we can trust him.
Oh, so they're holding a woman down, like an 80-year-old woman down?
She's 96.
And what kind of weapon do they give me?
A club, a billy club.
Oh, fuck, that's hard.
You got to beat him. You can't stab him or shoot him. You got to beat this 96-year-old woman.
I would do this. Check this out.
And I'm the 96-year-old woman, right?
Yeah, I learned this in like wrestling, like pro wrestling, right? What? So I would stomp my foot down, as if I'm hitting the body, right? I'm telling the guy, I'm doing it right. He's like, keep going, right?
But what's really happening is she's going, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? See, she wouldn't move.
Oh, she's not getting hurt.
She doesn't know.
Then I whisper,
just play the bit. And she goes, I got it.
Right.
Thank you.
And then, what do I have in this hand?
What is in that hand?
Ketchup.
Right. Ketchup.
Squirt, right? Bleeding.
I'm bleeding and now I'm dying.
Right.
Okay, so then they believe you.
Yeah.
I guess that makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
If these people came into the grocery store, Rudy, and they said, you got to be on our team and kill people or we're going to kill you, what are you going to do?
Is he to Bobby with me?
No. No, you're alone. You're alone.
Why?
You're alone in the grocery store.
How about this? How about you're in the ketchup aisle, right? I'm in the fucking Irish oats aisle, right? We both have to get the same thing, right? So both our bodies at one point were crawling by each other.
Just two snakes on the ground.
We're crawling by each other. She's already got ketchup on her body. And I go, where are you going? I'm going to the Irish aisle. Echo, why can't you use the Prince fucking bottle bat? Why do you have to get the Irish oat?
He's like, I need the Irish oat.
That's my thing.
No, but it helps
find
me.
Other boxes. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
So if he's with you, you're gonna let's say you're alone, would you start killing people for the hostage people? These are criminals, man. Bad guys.
Yeah, maybe I'll just kill one.
You would kill one person to stay in the crew.
Yeah,
but what if you liked it? And they were like, isn't it fun? And you're like, kinda.
Then I'll stick with them.
You'll stick around. How easy would she be in a gang? She'd be so good in a gang.
Because she's a yes person.
She's down.
She'll just do it.
She's just down to do it.
Yeah.
Could you be in a gang?
No.
I think the perks would be amazing.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't kill anybody.
What if you don't need to kill? What if you just need to...
I'll be a runner.
Like a drug mule?
Yeah.
Like you have to put all this coke in your butt and fly to...
Yeah, I would do that.
Would you do that?
Yeah. How much coke?
That's like a pound and a half.
Of coke in my butt?
Mm-hmm.
Is that doable?
What's the most amount of coke someone swallowed in balloons? Have you ever seen people used to swallow balloons?
Well, heroin for prisons and stuff, I've seen that.
But or coke. People used to swallow balloons of coke.
Oh, they did?
And then they'd have to fart. They have to poop them out when they get to where they're going.
Yeah. What happens if it doesn't come out? You'd be scared?
Well, if one breaks, you're dead.
Right.
If one breaks, it's over. You're dead.
But if I eat a bunch of cocaine that's in a balloon,
yeah,
it doesn't dissolve in my belly.
A man swallowed nearly 3 pounds of cocaine and 148 pellets. Investigators say Errol Simpson, 41, of Jamaica, swallowed 148 pellets containing cocaine that weighed nearly 3 pounds. 3 fucking pounds of cocaine were in his body. He was arrested earlier this month at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
Wow. Oh my God.
That guy's a champ.
He's a, yeah.
3 pounds of cocaine?
That's a lot of money, right?
I mean, how much is that worth? I don't know. I'm not good at that. How much is 3 pounds of cocaine worth? I mean, that's just... let's take a guess. Three pounds of cocaine.
What's a pound? Let me just weigh it with my hand.
There it is. That looks exactly
that's like a pound right there. That's a pound, right? This is worth $12,000.
A pound of cocaine? Is worth 12 grand?
I don't know. I've never bought cocaine.
Well, so me neither. I know. That's why this is a good experiment. I would say it's over $100,000. I would say, yeah.
1 pound?
Oh, no. I'm thinking about what he did.
3 pounds.
Oh, 1 pound, I bet you. 1 pound is like 70
grand.
Or
how much is a pound of cocaine?
70 grand.
Of cocaine.
Do 1 pound. Do 1 pound of cocaine worth. I say 70 grand. What does Rudy say?
15
G's. 12 G's, 15, I say 75.
Okay.
All right, let's
go ahead.
Street prices on cocaine. Cocaine retail, that's so funny. Oh, well, fucking,
oh, the fucking graph? What the
Jesus
fuck is going
Christ
on here?
Who did that? Let's just go to Reddit. Reddit always knows. Prices range from 12 G's to 35 G's per kilo.
What's a kilo?
2.2 pounds.
2.2 pounds.
Oh, so
so
I was closest.
Yeah, but look, but then it says, however the price of kilogram cocaine ranged from, man, this is tough.
I haven't done cocaine since high school, so if I did 1 pound of cocaine right now, would I die?
Pretty sure. The average amount of cocaine that someone can do can't be close to a pound. The most cocaine, what's the most cocaine somebody can do in one sitting? Have you ever done cocaine, Rudy? Have you ever been offered cocaine?
Don't ever do it.
No. Don't ever do it.
Because of fentanyl, you can't do it.
No, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Have you ever been offered cocaine at a party?
No,
no one's ever said, hey, do you want a bump or do you want to go skiing? Or
no.
No one used code words on you?
No.
Hey, Brownie, you ever seen white?
Oxycontin, you can.
You can do Oxy.
Yeah,
we're okay with Oxy.
Yeah,
that's insane that we're approving her to do Oxy. But marijuana is okay for you to use. We're okay with that
we're
and
okay
mushrooms.
With that, yeah.
But nothing else. Or ketamine. Ketamine we're okay with.
What is ketamine again?
Special K.
Yeah.
You never did that?
No.
When you were using?
I did. I did. What's that? Not Molly, but the other one. Ecstasy.
It's just kind of the same thing.
Is it?
Kind of. MDMA is like the purest form of ecstasy.
Yeah. When I did ecstasy once, I started masturbating in public.
Just outside?
Yeah. At the Bellagio.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then Ike Barinholtz had to drag me to my hotel room by my hair.
And just watch you jerk off in
no,
your hotel
he just
room?
Dragged me through the fucking hotel to get me into my fucking hotel room.
Wait, were you doing like a mad promo there?
Yeah. No, we used to go to Vegas a lot, you know, after like a season wrap. We would just all go.
Yeah.
Right? And take a trip. And
would you gamble?
Oh, yeah.
You did? What did you play?
Dude, can I tell you the worst? So I'm so mad at Adam. Adam, did Adam ever tell you the story?
Adam Egan?
No, Adam Ray.
Oh no, what happened?
So he opens for me in Fort Lauderdale,
mm-hmm.
and there's a casino there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just fucking around. Now I don't have my ID.
Why?
I just didn't have it.
All right.
Right. I had an expired driver's license,
mm-hmm.
so I'm sitting there and I'm just fucking around between shows and whatever, and then I click the thing and all the bells and whistles go off
like on a slot machine.
Yeah. Things are fucking, you know, and now I'm going, what the fuck, I don't have my ID. They're coming now,
right?
So I'm texting Adam Ray going, get over here right now because I don't have my ID. They're not gonna give me the money, so you have to come here and pretend that you won this,
right, to claim the money.
But he's chasing girls.
Mm.
You know how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady comes up to me. She goes, all right, well, congratulations. You made, I think I won like 35 grand.
Holy shit.
And she goes, ID. And I go, I don't have it. She's like, you can't get the money. So I go, what? That's fucking crazy. I'm playing here at the fucking casino.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to like some office or some like some chief.
Oh, the chief was there.
Yeah. You know, he's like, you have to go.
Hello, Bobby.
Bobby, you have to go.
I heard
back
you
to
won.
LA. Grab your ID. Fly back, and no. then we'll give you the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
You just left the 35 grand on the table.
I left the money.
Wow. What a fucking bummer, dude.
Adam's fault.
It is.
Adam owes me 35 grand.
Does he know about this? Does he know that he cost you 35 grand? You should call him and tell
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I should ask him.
I can't believe, that's insane that he fucked that up for you.
He fucked it up for me.
And after, was that the last time he ever opened for you?
Yep.
It was.
Well, when you lose 35 grand from an opener, yeah, you know what I mean? That awfully does something to the relationship. You know what I mean? Here we go. Adam Ray.
Let's hear what he's got to say about it.
All right.
Upstart!
You know what? I've had a lot of credit card debt in my life.
Same.
And, you know, that's a lot of stress.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Enough, you know, we have the pandemic, all these things. Why be stressed out and bogged down by all these debt, right? You go to Upstart and it can clear it up. It can consolidate everything into one thing.
It's incredible. If you don't know what Upstart is, it's the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with one personal loan done all online. If it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 1 million people have tried Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date.
Yeah, I mean, if you dread it, like looking at your credit card statements like I do, you're not alone. The weight of debt can be crippling. But Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom.
Rather than looking for a credit score alone, Upstart considers other factors like your income, current employment, and credit history to find you a smarter rate for your specific loan.
So much relief in this, right?
Yeah, receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. You can find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends.
That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you.
That's right. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application.
Upstart.com/badfriends. Blue Chew. Oh my God, Andrew, my PP is ED.
It is.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. And I've been using Blue Chew to get my member ready for war.
Look, the fall is here. Everyone can use a stiff breeze. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost.
You did tell me last night at sushi that you have been having trouble with your pee-pee.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, this works, doesn't it?
I've been using this, yeah. It really does work.
It actually really works. It's simple. Sign
up
at Blue
Chew. Next time I say stuff to you during dinner, not say that out loud, but yes, I did say that.
In this case, it makes perfect sense.
You're right.
You did say it.
Yeah.
The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you're going to receive your prescription within days.
Yeah. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA.
Yeah, buddy.
And prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
Look, millions of men go through this. It's not embarrassing. It's not a big deal. All you got to do is pop this thing in your mouth, chew
it's
away.
So easy.
And then you get a big beam coming out of your waist.
Yeah, like a young man.
Like a young fellow. If you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help, Bob.
And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS to receive your first month free.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. See what ring he answers. Two.
He might not pick up, huh? Oh, there he is.
Bobby Lee.
Adam, you're on Bad Friends right now.
Oh, what's up, guys? You caught me halfway through a dinner where my stepdad was pitching me a movie about guys who have Benjamin Button's disease in space. So,
that's a great fucking movie.
How high are you guys?
Yeah. Are you guys high?
I'm on a little bit of an edible. I'm at a family dinner at my folks' place, and it's a lot right now. It's a lot. My mom literally told me if I wanted some of the juice in the bowl of mushrooms on my rice, that I could reach for it and put it on my fucking rice. Can you guys buy me a ticket back to LA? I'm literally, you caught me fired up, baby.
All right, Adam. I called you for a specific incident that you and I had. Do you remember when you opened for me in Fort Lauderdale?
Oh, yeah, and I was, I'll take it from here, Bobby. So, okay. We were in Fort Lauderdale. Jealous, Santino?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to Dania soon.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
All right, let's plug those dates real quick.
I've already been there when this comes out.
Great. Man, you had so much fun in Dania.
So fun, dude. I loved it.
And, get to the story!
So Bobby and I are, we're doing the Fort Lauderdale Improv. It's awesome. There's, as you know, a Hard Rock, like Vegas-style strip of restaurants and nightclubs. You see a lot of guys named Brandon looking to fight, guys named Tyler. We went to Maggiano's and got all the food.
I love that place.
It was where I learned truly, Bobby, and, you know, I'll go on record saying this, best guy that I ever went on the road with. You fucking just was like, we're going to eat. This is a thing we're doing. I'm buying everything on the menu. Take a couple bites. Take it with you. Take it to the green room. Give it to a bum. Give it to a girl who's trying to hook up with a bum.
Yeah.
And just, let's just spread the wealth. And we got everything. So then we go to the shows. We do the shows. I meet a girl there. And I'm, you know, at this point, feeling pretty good, Andrew. I did about 28 minutes of comedy. Four were great. And I'm now in the casino. And I'm like, Bobby, I think I'm going to go hang out with this girl in the room. Bobby, am I still telling the right story?
I guess.
We hope.
Okay. And then Bobby was gambling, as he does. But this time it was offstage.
He's fucking attacked me for no reason.
He starts hitting what they call in the gambler's world a hot streak, and I think hit maybe, I want to say maybe you won $10,000 to $15,000.
No, it was like $30,000. It was like $30,000.
Yeah, that sounds way too high. Let's go with 13.
let's do $20,000.
$20,000.
Let's come to terms on an even 19,500.
All right, 19,500. I made $19,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so you didn't have your ID, if memory serves me.
Yeah, you're right.
And so he goes, well, I need my buddy, my feature, my confidant, my pal, the guy I tried to get me to take extends from the gas station with late night. I dangled dates over his head and say, hey, if you don't eat these 32 oysters, I know you hate seafood and texture, then you can't go to San Jose, Phoenix, and Dallas. So this guy is just dangling a world in front of me. And I'm up in the room. And yeah. And I'm trying to be, just a guy living
grand.
His life.
I lost $20,000.
Yeah, so Bobby didn't have his ID. He wanted me to come down and pretend I was the guy that won. And
why didn't you do it?
I was able to receive the phone call, and Bobby was furious.
Wait, you were hooking up. That's why you couldn't come down.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
I was being a feature. You know.
Buddy.
Well, I hope that was $20,000 worth of pussy, because you really fucked it up.
Yeah, it was. I mean, look, is it something that I think about every time I get a call live on a podcast? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel bad about it. I'll tell you that much. You know, I'm a sensitive guy. That definitely, I didn't care what happened after to you taking me on the road. I felt real bad as a person and a friend. So
it's okay. Right. It's okay.
All right, Adam. Thank you.
Love you.
I love you, buddy. Bye.
You know what I'm rewatching fucking Sopranos from the start.
Because of the movie?
No, just because I felt, because it's available on HBO now to download, and I can download it on my iPad. I forgot how fucking good. It's so good. It's so fucking good. I mean, Gandolfini is unfucking real.
Yeah, he's with us.
I'm rewatching every episode from scratch. I started from season one again.
I want to do that with The Wire as well.
Someone else just said that to me, but I liked The Wire, but by the end I was like,
Yeah.
I kind of cut me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But Sopranos...
It was good all the way through?
Look.
Dexter was great too.
Dexter was great. The thing about Sopranos is, because so much time has passed. When was it first on the air? 2008 is my guess, but that sounds maybe wrong. Sopranos. But dude, it was so long ago that when you see it, 99, holy fuck. So just, it looks, you know, it's not shot as well as shit is shot today. It's not. There's so many things about it. You're like, wow, if you shot this show today, it would be fucking
unbelievable.
The greatest show that's ever existed.
Yeah.
And it's already still one of my favorites. But I've been watching this on the airplane. And Rick and Morty. I got into Rick and Morty.
It's pretty good.
It's so fucking funny.
Inside Job, too. Pretty good.
Inside Jobs?
Inside Job, pretty good.
What's Inside Job?
It's animation I'm on.
Oh, I did see you preview that. I did see you push that.
I saw the first episode.
You did?
I'm not yet done with it.
Is it good? Oh, my buddy Clark Duke is on it.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is that you, the girl?
No.
Which, show look, me look, Bobby Lee's
you'll
character.
You'll be able to tell if you get the group together.
It's a chubby little Korean guy?
No.
That's you with the...
That's me.
That's funny. That's cute, Bob. That's cute. That side-by-side they did of you and that guy is wonderful. What's the character's name? Dr. Andre?
Yep.
Dr. Andre.
He's just a drug addict doctor.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love when they pitch that in the room. They're like, who'd be good at this?
Bobby.
Drug addict, Asian, because doctors are Asian. Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. That's you.
Thank you.
So watch Inside Job.
What's that as well?
You've never seen it.
I don't know what it is. I heard it's good.
Have you read any of the scripts? Or just your lines?
The beginning I did, yeah.
How many episodes? 10?
Yeah, 10.
That's awesome, Bob.
But it took years.
Yeah, it takes a fucking long time. I just finished
one. It's weird. It's like you get a call and they go, all right, next week, episode 112, 116, and then every year you go, it's never going to come out.
Yeah.
And then it does.
I just finished one called Royal Crackers that will come out at the end of next year, I think.
Yeah.
Animation takes fucking forever.
It takes forever.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
But anyway. I mean, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to watch it.
Okay, thank
Everybody you. Everybody watch No, don't watch it. It's Netflix. Well, fucking, they don't need your views, do they?
Listen, anything that you're fucking in, I'm going to fucking promote it. All right?
All right.
I promoted something that I'm in, right? I threw it out there, and you're doing this right now.
Watch Inside
Job. All right, I'm saying, you know, you pitch Davey and your road dates and whatnot. I'm fucking pitching a fucking animation show that I did.
You don't even know what it is.
I know, but it's on.
Okay, but you should know what it is.
It's about conspiracy. It's a government.
Okay,
the government,
look, I'm a reporter from Variety.
Oh, my God.
Bobby Lee, thank you for coming today. Tell us all about Inside Job and your character on Inside Job.
It's a covert government agency, right? And we deal with conspiracy theories and this and that.
This and that?
Yep, and that's what the show's about.
What was your favorite part of the show?
All right, anyway, watch it. Don't watch it.
No, watch
don't
it.
Don't watch Inside Job. Fuck it. Let's move on.
Please watch Inside Job.
You fucking cocksucker.
On Netflix.
Fuck you.
A place where neither Bobby nor I have a special. Inside Job.
Netflix. Don't you think we're going to get one, though?
I don't know.
I feel like we are.
You think Bad Friends should have a special on there for sure? If nothing
should
more.
Should we just do a Bad Friends special?
On Netflix?
Yeah.
I'd be down to do
that. That would help?
Help what? Our emotional status?
Do you think we'll get another special after that one, or you think?
Depends on how good it is.
But I think that if you and I did...
If we did a Bad Friends
35
tour...
35 minutes.
Bad Friends tour / special, we could put that on Netflix. I don't know if people would want to see that, but I don't know.
I think they would.
You do? Rudy, what do you think?
I don't want to do it.
Got it. I do love that.
I know.
We're going to make her do it.
You're going to do it.
You don't have a choice.
What am I going to do?
Yeah,
sketches
with
us.
We'll do sketches and you'll play characters.
You don't like wig play?
You don't like wig
prosthetics?
You don't like wig play?
You don't like it?
You're not a big fan of wig play?
No.
Oh.
We're going to make you do it. Have you ever worn a wig?
Yeah, she has. On the show, she has.
Oh, yeah. One time.
No, but I mean in your real life.
No.
Never?
Never.
Have you ever worn a wig in your real life? Transformed into somebody else? Disappeared into a character?
I used to use the black spray.
What is that?
To hide the bald spots.
Black spray? What's black spray?
There's a black spray, like it's like spray,
spray
paint.
Spray paint?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it works.
You don't have bald spots? What are you talking about?
It's thinning.
Well, it's every man, every human.
Anyway. I don't know what I'm going to say, because I got kicked out of that hotel.
You did?
Yeah.
Why did you get kicked out of the hotel? You can say it.
I was smoking a cigarette out in there's only two rooms in the balcony, and I asked for that room.
So you could smoke?
So I can smoke cigarettes.
Reasonable.
I'm out there having a cigarette like I always do. For years I've been doing this, like a couple years at this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I hear fucking two stories up. I'm smoking out there. I look up, and there's a head coming down, looking down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is a no-smoking premises. I go, what? Don't, or I'll rat you out. And I go, dude, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, man, I'm warning you. So I had to smoke in the room.
That
because
was
I was afraid.
Instead of taking a walk outside.
No. It's five stories up. So now I'm smoking in the room, looking up to see if he's there. But meanwhile, now the hotel room smells. You just be like that. And I got a call going, you're banned from the hotel for life.
Did they charge you for the smoking in the room?
I don't know. I just got one call from a producer. We got to put you in a different hotel. I go, all right, sorry.
Because you were smoking in the room?
Who cares?
Well, you can't smoke inside. Yes, this isn't 1986.
Dice does it. Dice lit a cigarette at a gate at LAX.
And what? And not recently?
No, about 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that anymore?
No, you can't.
Why?
I would love to go on a plane with you and have you light up a cigarette on an airplane.
But you know, when you go through the security checkpoint, you can't go through it with me.
Why? Because you get flagged every fucking time?
No, there's always an argument. So these guys have to go in separately.
Why? Why do you argue with the security?
Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir is working security now at
no,
TSA?
No, but Ari Shaffir told me that you don't have to listen to them.
You do?
They're not the police. I know, but this is what he was trying to get in my head. He goes, they're not the police. And I go, oh, really? Yeah, they don't really have any rights and power, right? So I go, what do I do? He's like, just give them the minimum amount.
Why make it harder?
I know, but
on
what
you.
I'm saying, so what I purposely do is I sometimes when they, one time I put a pocket pussy in there and I made it wet.
In your suitcase?
Yeah. So I put this wet pocket pussy
smart.
In my fucking, just so that they could have to take out this wet thing.
Sir?
Yeah, yeah. And they're, and I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm not embarrassed by it.
No.
So yeah, that's not going to explode.
That's Sheila.
Right. So they'll do this and they'll put it back in and that's it. But here's what I don't like. After you go to the security checkpoint, you give them the ID and your fucking boarding pass, right? At that point, don't ask me where I'm going.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
After I do that, when somebody goes, wow, so where are you going? I always go, it's none of your fucking business. That's where the problem
is. You're begging for trouble.
You're begging for trouble.
You're Kyle Rittenhouse-ing your way around the airport.
Yeah, exactly. Ari taught me how to do that.
Good example.
It's not a good thing.
No.
No.
Not the guy to follow.
Not the good guy. So every time I'm there, right, there's always a problem.
Why don't you just make it? Why don't you just get the TSA and all that shit and go
it's
through?
It's fun.
Do you not have clear?
I have clear.
Yeah, you don't have to talk to anybody. You just boop, boop, and you walk right through.
Well, yeah, but sometimes clear, the line is so low that doing it is longer. Sometimes I'll just go the regular way.
Really? Yeah. Let's watch this video.
All right, let's watch it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Load that clip, little girl. Yee! Yee!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. She's so good with a gun. It's unbelievable.
All right. Set the bar at 1180 with that one. Let me see what I can do.
Well, I'm not robbing that house.
That's insane how good
that girl comes out of nowhere with those glasses on.
How old is that kid? 10?
It's amazing.
How old are kids like that? You're a girl. How old is that girl?
She looks like 8.
Eight.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And she's that good with a gun.
That's amazing. But scary.
I mean,
But cool.
It's very cool.
If my daughter was that, I'd be
so
I'd be
cool.
Safe. Yeah.
So cool. I would. She'd protect the house.
Yeah. Put that in your backpack.
I go, baby.
For school.
I hear a noise. I'm like, baby, get your gun. I send my 8-year-old downstairs to investigate.
Yeah.
Have you ever shot a gun?
I have, yeah.
Like a handgun or anything bigger?
I've shot machine guns before and handguns.
Love machine guns.
I love them.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I get it that guns are bad, but also, have you done it? You know, that's what I always want to say. When
well,
like,
it wasn't a human being. I was shooting a, like a little bottle.
Oh, mine was a bunch of human beings.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know.
No. No, I shot in a range. I've shot outside, too.
Yeah, for me,
it's tough because they're so fun.
They're fun?
They're so fun, dude.
What do you mean fun?
It's tough to be, when people are like against guns, I'm like, I know, but they're so fun.
They're fun until you get hit by one.
Well, I've never been shot.
I know.
You've never been shot?
I know. Well, I wonder what I would be. Like, I watch movies and people get shot. I wonder how I would react.
Hey, what? This is it, man.
I know, but who are you?
I can't do this anymore.
I know, but who are you?
I'm me, and it's you.
Oh, Andrew?
Yeah.
It's so dark here. I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been meaning to talk to you for a while.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But can I ask you a question?
I can't do this anymore.
I understand that. But before you pill that, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Does this mean the podcast is over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bang!
And then, so what I would do is...
What do you do if I shoot you?
No, do it again. Just do it again. Do it again.
Hey.
Yeah. Do it.
You want to die?
Well, I mean...
Bang! Are you coming? Oh my God, you're coming.
Why did you do that?
Because, Bobby.
Oh.
All those months on the podcast.
Do it again.
Wait a minute.
Do it again.
Bang!
Oh.
Oh, wait, are you touching yourself?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Bang!
Oh, I'm almost there. Oh,
bang,
shoot
bang,
one on the dick.
Bang.
Shoot one on the dick. Shoot one on the dick.
Bang, 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 bang.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Shoot me in a dark alley.
All right, right.
Shoot me.
Hey, you little pissin' Annie, little
pissin' Annie.
Yeah, you little pissin' Annie.
Bobby, what are you doing?
You little pissin' Annie nut
all
squash.
These years together, what are you
shut
doing?
Up!
No, Bob.
I'm your captain.
All right.
All right. I'm the one with the gun, you pissin' Annie little trollop.
Oh, you know, Bobby, look
did that hurt you when I call you a trollop?
Look at the gun.
Oh, shit.
Look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no bullets in there.
Pop! Dead.
Dead.
They find you like this with expression, with a smile.
On the news. A bad friend shot today.
Yeah.
Kill her.
What?
Kill her. Shoot her for sure.
I don't think that's how I'd kill her.
How would you kill her?
You like boba?
Oh, poison boba.
Yeah, poison boba, dude.
She bites into one.
Well, I put little tiny explosives
That's
in each
one.
That's
what I mean.
When you crack into it, there's like a little device. It'll explode right in your mouth.
Ooh, that would be such a good way to kill her.
And then she shows up at Bad Friends with just...
no jaw.
No jaw. No jaw.
Just a nose and
just
eyes.
Just like, yeah.
You know what I would do? I would train dogs to attack. And then I'd tell you that I got some dogs for you to foster. And then I would have them attack you to death. Yeah, you'd never see that coming. You'd go, come here, little boy. And they would eat you alive.
That's mean.
Yeah, you talked about killing us at the beginning of this podcast, didn't she?
Yeah, let me ask you something. In Game of Thrones.
The whole time.
Remember what's his name got eaten by dogs in Game of Thrones?
Who? I didn't see it.
Ramsay.
Yeah.
You
never saw Game of Thrones?
Never.
Why? It's so good.
I think the creator creeps me out.
No, it's so good.
Peter
Schelling?
Peter Schelling?
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
The creator of Game of Thrones. What's his name?
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy?
You mean the writer?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name again? He created a video.
George R.R. Martin.
Yeah, he's so creepy.
I know.
But he scares me. Look at a photo of this guy. This is why I couldn't watch it. Like a dirty sea sails, like a fucking sea captain.
What?
This guy has, he's got.
Yeah, he doesn't look.
He looks scary and
No, he looks like he's the guy in the lighthouse.
I can't, yeah, he's like the combination of the guy from Up. He looks like Ed Asner's character.
Yeah.
I just feel like he does bad stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, he looks so scary to me, I couldn't watch. I didn't want to fund him. I didn't want to buy him more hats. That's really what it was. I didn't want to fund his hat.
Oh, well, that's a good.
Anyway, what is Ramsay gets eaten by dogs and then what?
He just has his own dogs, right?
And they eat him?
What he does is he uses the dogs to eat other people.
Mm.
That's what he uses as a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, they wrap him up, and they don't feed the dogs for like a week. He has his own dogs.
Oof.
And there's a scene where his dogs walk into this like little like dungeon, I guess, and he's tied up bleeding, and a dog comes and licks his face, his own dog, and then they just fucking start biting chunks of his face off.
Love that.
Isn't that the best?
That's dope. See, that's what we would do to you, Rude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You keep threatening me, and you see, I've got some stuff planned for you.
That's the difference between dogs and cats. If it were cats...
they eat people.
It'd be harder, though.
Yeah, but cats eat their owners. If they found them dead, they find cats eating their owners.
Oh, yeah.
That the cat...
I've heard of that, yeah.
A cat will just eat... A dog typically won't eat the owner if it's dead.
Or when a dog like loses its master and waits at the graveyard, or yeah. When they do that, all that.
See, that's why they're so sweet.
Yeah.
Jules, what have you been doing? What's been going on in your world? School's out. You're not going to school.
I've seen Arcane on Netflix. It's really good.
What's Arcane?
Pretty good.
A movie.
It's finished. It's a TV show.
Oh, yeah, TV show. Uh-huh. But it's based on a game.
But there's another one we saw, which was Hellbound.
I'm still confused with it.
Yeah, me too.
You can't get through it. Are you watching Succession?
I love it.
So good.
So good.
What's been going on in your life, though, for real? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
I haven't seen you in a while. Nothing?
She goes to Hawaii again.
You excited to go back?
Yeah.
How many times have you been to Hawaii since the last year?
Not last year.
This last year, how long have you been to Hawaii? How many
You've gone
times?
Four or five times?
Five times.
Did you ever get to do stuff like that before when you're living in the... No?
No.
Privilege, huh? Look at her now.
She gets everything.
Everything. Do you fly first class when you go?
No.
Does Kalila?
To Bobby.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try flying first class. I give a fuck.
You let her fly first class.
No.
She deserves it.
No, she doesn't,
Just
actually.
Once.
One time I will.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You let me.
I did.
In Seattle, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, you flew first class in Seattle?
I flew first class.
You know what we should really do is do like a bad friend's private jet. You know how fun that would be to take a jet one time?
But what if it falls like Buddy Holly?
Then we die as bad friends together.
Do you think they'll do a movie?
Oh, they will definitely do a movie. On us, they were like, what was going on that fucking plane? How much does it cost to rent?
Do you know who Buddy Holly is?
No.
So back in the day, what did it call him? It was Richie Valens.
Yep.
Buddy Holly.
Yep.
The big, what's his name? His name was the big, there's another guy that was
big. Big Cheese.
Something like that.
No, what was his name?
The Big Cheese or something like that.
Yeah.
But they all flew this, they were big, huge stars, as big as Harry Styles back then in the 50s. They took a plane and it crashed and they all died. All these legends.
Same thing happened to Leonard Skinner. Some of them died. Some of them lived.
Yeah.
And it happened to Otis Redding. Private jets used to crash all the time.
Let's not do it then.
Now it's different. They don't crash
anymore. I don't want to do it then.
They don't crash anymore.
What? That, really?
When was the last time a private jet, a Gulfstream crashed or like a G4?
Let's just do it. Take a helicopter on a foggy day.
Did you learn making jokes about that from Ari Shaffir?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. I learned that Jesus from Ari. That, those type of jokes.
All right. So I want to say something to you. The Thanksgiving when we called you made me reflect a lot about how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, and I was thankful for you.
Okay, I love you.
And I also thought about the rest of the people that work on the show. And I thought about Pete, and I thought about Andres, and I thought about George, and I thought about Doc. And that's all the people that work
and
on the
Jules.
Show. What?
Jules.
I said how much I love you.
Jules.
And Pete and Andres and George.
Yeah.
And Doc.
Yeah.
And I got to just say.
Exactly.
You guys mean the world to
you
me.
You mean the world to me as well. You, Doc, George, Pete, Andreas.
The best.
You especially.
You especially.
I love you so much.
You.
Yeah.
And almost nobody else.
Nobody
except
else.
Except for George, Andreas, Pete.
Pete. Yeah, Doc.
And Doc.
And Doc, yeah.
My favorite people.
Eric Griffin, sometimes.
Love. That guy is the best.
Yeah.
I love that guy. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm grateful to that as well, and I'm grateful as well. I'm grateful for the food we get.
I'm grateful as well.
Right, the sleep we get.
I'm grateful as well.
And everyone around us.
Do you pray before you eat on Thanksgiving?
Pray. I get into God.
You spiritual now?
I've always been spiritual.
But more so now?
Dude, I get in tune with the Lord.
What do you say to the Lord when you talk to
Him? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the gruel. Thank you so much for the sustenance.
God bless.
Thank you so much for introducing island people to us.
Island boys.
Island, right, especially little girls from the islands.
What are you talking about?
She's from Ireland. Cebu.
Epstein stuff? What are you talking about?
No, take your hand down.
Wait, no, I was.
Why are you doing this?
The presence of the Lord.
Yeah. I just want to say I'm grateful forever. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a
thank bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.